An understanding of the rhythms a poet uses is basic to a knowledge of the craft of poetry. These rhythms are called metrical feet. At its simplest, rhythm is accent, the choice and arrangement of words in which the first, second, or third syllable is stressed. For instance, the first syllable, as in the word battle, the second, as in barrage, or the third, as in bagatelle. A poet almost never constructs a poem of one measure, as it would be too monotonous and difficult. He commonly uses combinations of the five major metrical feet that follow. In these examples, accented syllables are deliberately exaggerated for clarity.
The iambus.
When as in silks my Julia goes, then methinks how sweetly flows the liquefaction of her clothes.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils.
The trochee.
Welcome, welcome do I sing, far more welcome than the spring. He that parteth from you never shall enjoy a spring forever.
Here a little child I stand, heaving up my either hand, cold as paddocks though they be, here I lift them up to thee. For a benison to fall on our meat and on us all.
The spondee.
Break, break, break on thy cold gray stones, O sea.
Pack clouds away and welcome day. With night we banish sorrow. Sweet air, blow soft, mount lark aloft to give my love good morrow.
The dactyl.
Half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death, rode the 600.
Love again, song again, nest again, young again.
The anapest.
20 years hence, my eyes may grow, if not quite dim, yet rather so.
The Assyrian came down like the wolf on the fold, and his cohorts were gleaming in purple and gold, and the sheen of their spears was like stars on the sea, when the blue wave rolls nightly on deep Galilee.
Oh, my dark Rosaline, do not sigh, do not weep.